Ponita.
And welcome to this edition of Radio DMG 100% Newsity. I'm your host, Philip Wesley. Today is, let's check real quick on what day it is. Oh, it's May 21st, 2012. It's a Monday. It's kind of late at night. This will probably be up on Tuesday, May 22nd, when you hear this. So, I'm traveling through time. So, anyways, you may be wondering, what is up with Radio DMG and DMGIce.com and such? Yes, we update every Tuesday and Thursday with new eShop and PlayStation Store stuff, but we don't update as much as we should be. That's because we have been busy. We just launched, I just launched a new podcast, Animation is Art, The Audio Experience, and I opened a store. Well, not really. It's our grand opening is June 18th, and that's the news. And now it's Newsity. Anyways, let me get back to what we've missed since then. There's been a lot of news, particularly on the handheld side for both the 3DS and the Vita, and some stuff for the consoles, but I don't really care. Also, I think something called Diablo 3 came out. That might have had to do with stuff, but anyways, here's what's going on with this. Let me go ahead and get through the Vita stack. It's because it's pretty simple. Resistance is coming out, and so is Gravity Rush, and it looks like there's going to be a cross-platform, or rather, cross-play. I mean, seriously, Sony, don't call it cross-play, because that just makes me think of, like, PlayStation Vita's in drag. Anyways, they're doing a Sly Cooper. There's a new Sly Cooper game coming out called Thieves in Time. Sly Cooper is one of the few Sony franchises that I really enjoy. I mean, God of War is okay. Little Big Planet is terrible. The controls on that are awful, and it's just something people use to remake game levels from better games. Mod Nation Racers, I could care fairly less about. Well, actually, no, I couldn't care less about it. I think Sega's done a better job of making a mascot racer than that. Uncharted, well, pretty, is awful on the Vita, and people still who are still going around saying, no, it's amazing, are fooling themselves. But Sly Cooper looks good. It actually looks fairly similar between the PS3 and the Vita one. The idea is that you can play it on the PS3, then cross it over to the Vita and continue your game save on the go. Ooh, neat. Well, the game looks good, and that's nice because I was afraid that they were going to start making watered-down versions of their console games for the Vita, which is what they did with Uncharted and what they're doing with Resistance and with, the Vita is being outsold by the Wii and the PS2 in Japan. The PS2. The PlayStation 2 is outselling the Vita in Japan. Well, we'll see what they do at E3. Well, anyways, that brings me up to a little bit of site news. E3's coming. Akon is coming. Denver Comic-Con is coming. We've got Akon. Then the week after that is E3. Then the weekend after that is Denver Comic-Con. And the day after Denver Comic Con, June 18th, is the grand opening of Animation is Art, our store at 12203 East Iliff, Unit S in Iliff Commons in Aurora, Colorado. And yes, that's happening. It's kind of great. But enough of that. Let's get back to the news again. There was a Nintendo Direct conference. There was not too much announced except for the, hey, everybody, folders. Which, that came out and it was good, and I've organized my 3DS with the new folders, and they can patch games now, which is great. They patched that glitch in Mario Kart 7 that people were having trouble with online, the Maku Waku one, where you could launch your cart off of a certain area and land in a particular way in one of the walls, and then you'd end up further along the track. It was a shortcut glitch, but it was still a glitch, and they patched it because people were using it to cheat online. Not like snaking, where snaking actually took talent, and once you got it down, even people, like, you had to be just better at it to a point where it would hurt your hands. But unlike snaking, Maku Waku was a glitch, and they did, in fact, patch it, which is great. Personally, I hope they go back and they patch a couple more things. We could always use a good patch for Tale of Two Towns for, you know, Harvest Moon for 3DS. We could also use a patch to make the to fix some of the running in Bit Trip Saga for the 3DS. And I'm trying to think of other games that have some bad glitches in them. There's some slow loading in Revelations, but the loading in it reminds me a bit of Mass Effect, where you get into the elevators and thankfully, they could try and fix that. I don't know how, because, you know, whole bandwidth things. But, yeah, let's get back to where we are in the 3DS. Now, E3 is coming, and rumors are abounding. We're expecting to see a new Castlevania for the 3DS at E3 called Mirror of Faith. Castlevania Mirror of Faith. Also, there's a redesign for the Wii U tablet and a Wii design. But the Wii U is not really a portable. I mean, it's attached to a portable, but it's not really a portable. It's where all that Game Boy Next stuff went, if you remember that. I mean, right down to the screen size. So, craziness. But yeah, that's a... Fire Emblem came out in Japan. It's great. We're getting Mario Tennis Open came out on Sunday, the 20th of this month, as well as a purple 3DS. We've been kind of a little bit behind on our newsity, and thankfully, since we've kind of cleared some of the dust, we're going to not be behind much anymore because, well, we're going to have all that news coming out, and then during the upcoming weeks, what we'll do is record this when the store is closed or before it opens. And we're also going to be doing, I'm just going to cram all that glorious excess stuff. I'm going to take the rest of our audio boo things and put those together for one more glorious excess episode. And, we're going to have audio interviews at Acon, as well as hopefully we're still waiting to hear back from Denver Comic Con on our press passes. They're a first year gone, so we're going in there with a bit of a grain of salt. They have some great guests, people from like The Walking Dead. Will Wheaton will be there. Will Wheaton, yeah. Will Wheaton, and let's see, what is that guy's name? There's a lot of great guests that they have for that. Actually, let me check real quick. We have, let's see, Denver Comic Con. No relation to the San Francisco Comic Con, actually. In fact, they're kind of hoping people will think that they're related, but they're not actually. You know, because it's Denver Comic Con and Literary Conference, not San Diego Comic Con, which is all one word. Comic Con is just one word. But here's some of the stuff they have in there. They have, Steve Ewan and Lauren Cohen and Chandler Riggs to come in. Chandler Riggs is, Rick's kid in, The Walking Dead. You know, Rick's kid in The Walking Dead. Whereas, Steve Ewan and Lauren Cohen are, Maggie and Glenn, who are great characters in that show. Anyways, here's what they have for the guests. They have Will Wheaton, Tom Kane, Michael Oslin. Let's see, film and TV guests are Christian Bauer, Billy West, Mark Ryan, Michael Uslan, Nick Gillard, Jessica Nicole, Christine Baer, James Marsters. Some of these people, I'm not completely sure who they are. Well, I know who some of these are. Billy West is. That I hope to get one of those, an interview with him. That'd be great. Tom Kane would be great, too. Greg Wiseman would be good. He's on there. Steven Seagal. He's a Colorado resident, and he writes for, like, Ben 10 and a couple other things. Should be interesting. And David Uslan. They don't have any more guests that they've announced yet. Let's see. Who's going to be at ACON this year? One thing I love about this setup here is I'm talking into my microphone and checking the computer. We're covering ACON 23 this year. We're going to have Squishy with us and all that. And let's check who the guests are over at ACON. Guests. Okay, the bands are Ayabi, Oz, Talk Sakaguchi. Whoa, Talk Sakaguchi. Actually, I would love to meet this guy because I love the film Versus, which, if you haven't seen it yet, it is an insane zombie film. Zombie, samurai, time-traveling, yakuza film. And it's from Ruhai Kitamura, who is like one of my favorite Japanese directors outside of Takeishi Miike. Anyway, so let's see who else is going to be there. Liesl Wilkerson, who we've talked to before. Yaya Han, I'm not sure who that is. Brev Hale, Nathan Robert Brown, Melanie Fletcher, Jane Fancher, CJ Cherich, Sheldon Drisguy, I can't pronounce that. Let's see who else is going to be there. Jen Oliver, Lee Martindale, Kyla Bear, Esther Fresner, Elizabeth Moon, Harry Turtledove, Chris Layfield, Pascal Lepus, Elizabeth Sloan, Jesse Sosa, Catherine Hijek, Derek Tade, Meredith Placo. Mostly these are like cosplay. Some of these are cosplayers and stuff. Brent Black, Sarah Elkins, Team Four Star. A lot of people that, Team Four Star. They're the people who did Dragon Ball Z Abridged. That should be interesting if we do anything with them. There's people. Steve Bennett. Yeah. Let's see. Rosarie Creaky Simmons. Oh, actually, he's an artist, and he's also the voice of Gurr from Invader Zim. That could be an interesting interview. We'll see. Russell Lissau. Tavisha Simons. Vic Mignogna. Yep, Vic Mignogna. We need to get more of an interview with him. Helen McCarthy. Anthony Brownrigg. Actually, let me find out who that is. Jeremy Lee. She's back. And that should be awesome. We'll try and get an interview with her again. And with Kyla Bear. And then there's somebody named Quentin Flynn. So, yeah, there's people coming to that, and we'll iron all that out. There's still more things. Like, I think Peter S. Beagle will probably still be there. Video game stuff. It should be interesting. I think a lot of ACON this year will be running around and taking pictures with Squishy of people. Also, we're looking to start interviewing some of the cosplayers and stuff around this area. There are some crazy great things around here. For example, if you've seen that one particular Iron Man cosplayer, Anthony Lee, I think the person behind one of the people from Mythbusters called him some bad words. But anyways, we're gonna see if we can try and get an interview with him sometime in the store. That should be interesting. Because he lives in the area. Same with a couple of the... If you see our videos, you'll see some crazy great cosplayers. And we're going to try and get some interviews with them as well. Especially if they live in the area. We found out some pretty good stuff. But yeah, it's going to be a busy, busy next few weeks. In fact, the next 3 weeks are going to be really busy. And we're still planning what we're going to do for our grand opening. There's E3, which I can't wait to see what's going to be announced for the 3DS and the Vita this year. I really couldn't care more. I probably could care less about the Wii U, the PS4, Xbox, 725, 386, 42, 36, 36, 24, 36. Yeah. Anyways, the thing with the numbers, Microsoft quality. Anyways, I couldn't care less about those, but I could care a lot more about the handhelds, and I do. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're doing with that. Oh, Nintendo started getting a little bit better about putting out what's coming up for the Virtual Console here in the United States. Because I think what happened was, it's not a rights issue, because a lot of these games are done and ready to go. It's actually more or less that their community manager, which isn't the same. Not community manager. Community manager is the person who does PR and stuff, but there's people who actually set out the Virtual Console schedule and clear things for the final preparations. That actually has nothing to do with the president of Nintendo. There's a separate position for that over at the Treehouse, and they're the people who decide what stuff to put up and approve. There's some stuff that's... stuff kind of sits sometimes. Like, for example, Ika-chan for the... Nintendo DSiWare. I would love to see that sometime soon. Oh, by the way, Nicholas also announced that they're doing eShop version, rather 3DS version of Cave Story. They're taking the Cave Story that was on the eShop that was for the DSiWare store off the eShop, but leaving it on the DSiWare store. And they're putting a newer version of Cave Story up, which has all the extras from Cave Story Plus, the one that was on Steam, except for the expanded The upped resolution, of course, that the computer version has, or the upped sound fidelity. So you're getting the original music, but it's going to be more widescreen, and it's going to have all the extra stuff to it. Also, a nice 3D effect, which on 2D games with the 3D effect, I mean, if you haven't checked it out yet, go check out Mutant Muds and Mighty Switch Force. Go check out Mutant Muds and Mighty Switch Force. Those are amazing in 3D. Anything that's 2D, sprites and stuff, with like parallax backgrounds and stuff, is amazing in 3D. It's like, I kind of wish they'd go back and redo Donkey Kong Country 1, 2, and 3 for the 3DS. I would love to see that, because anything with multiple layers of background to it looks wonderful on the 3DS. Except for Rayman Origins, there was a 3DS demo of it, and wow, Ubisoft, could you have dropped the bomb on the ball on this even more? I mean, it's too zoomed out for one, and it's like they didn't even try. Of course, it's Ubisoft, so they didn't even try. But yeah, there is some great stuff coming out. By the way, that, let me think. Trying to think what else is in the news. The White Vita is coming out in Japan. No word yet on if it's coming out here. We'll probably find out more at E3, which is the big thing. I mean, it gets really slow right before E3, and there's all sorts of little rumors. But, yeah, the way it's looking... Like, because you can now, Nintendo's now starting to tell people, because I guess they changed the person at the Treehouse who's in charge of, you know, uploading stuff to the servers or releasing stuff from the servers beforehand. I mean, they do release stuff on the servers for press beforehand for the eShop. But, I think the person, they changed whoever was in charge of that. And they're now starting to say, like, what's coming up next and such. They put out Kirby's Block Ball, which is, okay, everything I hate about Alleyway, I mean, I love these blockbuster type games where everything I hate about Alleyway, it's like somebody took that and decided, hey, let's put Kirby into this and then switch it up by a ton. I mean, Kirby's Block Ball is... It's the best at this. If you're a person who liked Shatter or Breakout or Arkanoid. I can't really figure out how to pronounce that one. Karateka. Anyways, Arkanoid or Arkanoid. You know, the Revenge of Dough thing. Okay, Kirby's Block Ball is a bit like that, but amazing. It was actually the first 8 megabit, not 8 megabytes, Game Boy game, making it a full 1 byte. It's 8 megabits, which is 1 megabyte, which was huge for the Nintendo Game Boy at the time. It came out near the end of the Game Boy's lifespan, and they pumped all of that extra raw power from the extra amount of space that it used into the music and the physics. This game has really, 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 really good physics and some of the best music to come out of the Game Boy. Level 4, for example, that dun, 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 yeah, it's just some great stuff. And it's worth checking out. It's on the eShop right now. The next one up is Game & Watch Gallery 2, which is the third Game Boy Color game to come out on the Virtual Console for the 3DS, and it's not the last one. We'll probably end up getting... Well, I'm not going to give a date for Wario Land, because while that one is coming, they've announced that it's coming, they've shown it off. If we get, like, if we get a Sword of Hope before that, I'm going to laugh. But then I'm going to download Sword of Hope, because Sword of Hope's amazing as well. But, that's coming eventually. So if you're one of those people, the one or two people, I mean, yeah, if you're one of the handful of people on the internet complaining about it, it is coming. Just why not chill and check out some of the awesome stuff that has come out? I mean, one of my friends who we'll do in our call-out show, because we're bringing back Viral Speak, by the way. I was looking through my stuff, and I realized that we hadn't done a Viral Speak since 2005. And I realized, oh my God, that's awful. So, we're going to be bringing back Viral Speak. We don't have a forum or a form for people to fill out for that, but you can send us email or tweet us at dmgice.com with the hashtag Viral Speak. If you want to submit questions, we're also going to be going off the feedback that we get from our YouTube channel, our Flickr channel, our random emails, our Facebook, and all that jazz. So we're going to be answering those in Viral Speak. Viral Speak, by the way, is not safe for anybody. It's NSFE, not safe for anybody. Wait, A. Anybody. A. NSFA. Well, it's 11:57 right here. It's almost tomorrow. Woo! And I'm in the back of my own store amongst a pile of boxes and things, talking into this microphone on two computers at the same time. And it's just... I love it. It's great. But It's just a thing. Yeah. So this has been kind of a rambling 100% newsity episode. We just wanted to mention, Nintendo registered Fire Emblem Awakening for the United States. So we might actually get that one over here. In fact, I would say there's a pretty good chance we'll see that at E3. Because they've actually been working on the localization of it for the US and Europe before it was released in Japan. You see, if you listen to our anime stuff, the times we do interviews with anime people or voice actors, you can get a little bit of an insight into the localization process. I think people need to realize that it's not just you flip a switch and put something out. That's some type of fantasy dreamland that a lot of people who feel they're entitled to stuff you know, you can't just flip a switch and make things happen. That doesn't happen in there. For example, a lot of older, like for example, we haven't gotten Earthbound on Virtual Console because there's lots of music rights. Some games, like for example, I mean, during the early 1990s, it was easier to bring games out over here because we didn't have the Digital Millennium Copyright Act or some of the other provisions that we've unfortunately passed in the United States. I mean, when we have the RIAA suing LimeWire for $75 trillion, which is more money than exists in the entire world. We kind of have out of control legislation. And I go back to it and realize, yep, the reason we have this horrible out of control legislation is because we still have people like Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Joseph Lieberman, every single complete idiot that signed on to SOPA and PIPA and what was the other one that came out recently? COPA or something like that. The problem is we have too many people who want to have a big G government working with a big M media and a big RC record companies or big, you know what I'm saying, right? We have a problem with stuff in the United States where it's harder to bring stuff out over here than it is to bring it out in other countries. Right now we have a tax rate that is one of the highest tax rates in the world. As a business owner, I know that unfortunately, it's going to be kind of tough to hire in August. We're going to be hiring at least one or two people in August. That's what we're trying for. But we're going to need help from the banks for that. And if more legislation comes down the pike from the current administration, it will make it very hard for us to do that. I mean, right now, 35% of what we make, not net profit, gross profit, is going to end up going to the government. 35%. And then when you look at what we had to pay into with the rent and what we had to pay into get in stock and then paying actual employees, you can see where that breaks down and why job growth has been stagnant in the United States. Oh, they keep saying the numbers of unemployment go down, then they readjust them at the end of the week up, which is what they do. They tell you, well, unemployment is down to 8.2. Then on Friday, they go, well, unemployment's actually 9 point something. No. Actually, the real unemployment rate in the United States is almost 19%. And if anybody tells you otherwise, they aren't looking at the numbers. They're looking at maybe the U2 or U3 numbers, not the U6, U12. It's not a rosy picture out there. And the reason for it is because we have too much regulation. Wait until you people see what use tax is going to be doing to your Amazon purchases. People were all up in arms about Nintendo charging tax for stuff on the eShop. They have to. That's why you're going to see Microsoft finally go to actual dollars. You'll probably see a slight announcement of that at E3 because they're going to have to. They're going to have to do that to avoid the horrible liabilities. I mean, we have a country now where people shut down online gambling, like online poker stuff. I don't care if somebody like ruins their life playing poker. It doesn't affect me directly. If Johnny Come Lately wants to spend all their money in the slot machines or the virtual poker stuff, if you're doing good in virtual poker, more power to you. If you're getting in all that money from there and you're paying you know your taxes normally, and all the more power to you. Like, that's why I don't begrudge these people from Facebook for making all that money off of their stock stuff. If you're going to make the money, we shouldn't be taking it away from you. You worked hard for that. You did a lot of sleepless nights of coding for that. There is a lot of stuff that goes into banking a business. And please, please, people, we need to clean out the Senate. We need to clean out the House of Representatives, the Senate, all of Congress. We need to clean out Congress. We need to clean out the White House. We need to clean out the current people in charge. because they're hurting us. As a small business owner, I didn't mean to turn this political. I actually was going to save a lot of the political stuff for Viral Speak, which we're going to be doing later this week. And it's going to be wonderfully brutal. Essentially what it is I read the feedback we get. I read the comments we get. Oh, we get some beautiful stuff on our YouTube stuff. I mean, when you've got over 800 subscribers, you get some pretty interesting little cherries in there. Oh, God. So many wonderful comments to just rip to shreds. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to rip them to shreds for you via Viral Speak. And then rant obsessively about politics and music and movies. Which, by the way, Avengers is out. Avengers is out. Pirates Band of Misfits is out. Brave is coming out this next month. There's a lot of great stuff out there. Battleship. Sorry, just came out. And it looks so stupid, I have to go see it. I haven't gotten to see it yet. But soon. Oh my God. And Avengers is amazing. So you should go see it. But yes, I think I've rambled on enough here. It's just what I do. In fact, I came in here to record for like 15 minutes. It turned into half an hour or so, but that's just the way we roll. And we're going to keep on rolling, ladies and gentlemen. This is the dawn of a new era. A dawn of moving equipment out everywhere and getting stuff up and running. Oh, wait till you see the sign we have for the store. It is so great. Everything is great. Everything is grand. I've got the whole wide world in the palm of my hand. I'm not going to sing anymore, okay? Anyways, we've got Akon next week, E3 the week after that, Denver Comic Con, and then the grand opening of the store, which is finally when it'll probably slow down just enough. But we've got a lot of stuff for you. Don't count us out or whatever, but yeah. This is Philip Wesley. I forgot to mention, the whole Mile High Mouth thing and all that. But yeah, this is Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, signing out for May 21st, 22nd, 2012 for Radio DMG 100% Newsity, also with a little bit of rambling. So 101%? Okay, 100% Newsity, 1% rambling. So 101%. Anyways, it's not news until it's newsity. Nintendo 3DS got folders and some more games. Pretty cool stuff. There's no Wario Land on there yet. Blah! And the Vita is getting a really cool Sly Cooper thing and hopefully some more games. Also, a white one's coming out. A white Vita's coming out. A purple 3DS is coming out. It's already out, actually. It's awesome. You should go out in stores and pick it up. And there's the ability to patch things, and it's good. All is pretty grand in there. Mario Tennis Open came out. We're gonna find out the release dates for Luigi's Mansion 2 and Animal Crossing. By the way, I forgot to mention this. New Super Mario Bros. 2 was also announced at that Nintendo Direct thing, and New Super Mario Bros. 2 will be the first. Well, it's one of the first. Actually, it might not actually even be the first one yet. Apparently, there's a rumor going around that Rayman Origins is also going to be on the eShop as well as retail. Ubisoft hasn't commented on that yet. But yeah, we've got a new Castlevania that's rumored to be coming out called Mirror of Faith. We have new Super Mario Bros. 2, which has the physics from Super Mario Bros. 3, including the P-Wing and the raccoon tails and stuff and flying, and it's more like Super Mario Bros. 3.2. And that's going to be great, and that's going to be available as a digital download on Nintendo's eShop, as well as a retail copy. They still haven't ironed out everything about the pricing for that, but they're going to start doing digital downloads for the Nintendo 3DS. And they're promising that with Nintendo first-party games, at least, on the Wii U, there'll be day-and-date download with the release dates. And I'm like, finally, I like that. I like that on the Vita. I like that on the PSP. I'm going to like that on the 3DS. As long as, actually, the eShop's pretty quick about getting these to us, and a lot of these games are not a huge amount of blocks. A good 32 gig memory card for your 3DS should do pretty well. I mean, if there's some stuff I would download and keep on my card permanently, I think it would be like, I would love to always have Dead or Alive Dimensions on me and Resident Evil Revelations on. Oh, yes. Actually, if they let me do, if they let me get like Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time as a download, I would download that in a heartbeat. That way I could put up Legend of Zelda 1 and Legend of Zelda 2. And if they ever put Super Nintendo games on the eShop for the Nintendo 3DS Virtual Console, which it looks like they might in the future. That's something they're looking at, along with Game Boy Advance and TurboGrafx-16. Oh, by the way, they released Game Gear games. Those are great. Anyways, they're looking at Super Nintendo stuff. So we're probably, if we don't hear it at E3, we'll hear it at a Nintendo Direct conference a little bit later, depending. But yeah, if they let me get like Legend of Zelda 1, 2, Link to the Past, Link's Awakening, and Ocarina of Time as digital downloads, like which you can kind of do now, on the same thing, that'd be great. The thing with Nintendo, with digital downloads is, I want physical copies, but I also want the digital downloads. I'm willing to double dip on some of this stuff if there's a chance that, like, yes, I can have a copy of the game that I can have physically and I can let people borrow or so forth and whatnot. But also a digital copy helps because it allows me to take it with me everywhere I go. I mean, when I look at what we have on like the PlayStation Portable Go, I love the little system because it allows me to carry a lot of old PlayStation 1 games with me in a reasonably compact and easy to use thing. Oh, we'll probably hear about PlayStation 1 games on the PlayStation Vita sometime in the future, and then it'll take 5 to 6 months for them to get it up to date. First ones up will probably be Final Fantasy 7 and a couple of the early Disney stuff, oddly enough. And then it'll take them forever to get stuff like Metal Gear Solid working on it or Parasite Eve 1 and 2, Sony, or rather should we call them Slony? Back away from the rambling a bit. I'm Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm talking to you for Radio DMG. It's 100% newsity on May 22nd, 2012. Remember, it's not news until it's newsity. And that's me signing out.
Disney presents...